Good afternoon, everybody, and thanks so much for tuning in to Yakandanda's local radio station, Indigo FM. Indigo FM, we like to showcase and promote many of the things that are happening around Yakandanda, so I'm really super happy to have in my studio today a couple of guests, some very talented local girls who are sisters in real life and who are also playing sisters in the Aubrey Wodonga Theatre Company's production of The Sound of Music. I have Lily and Maeve here with me. Thanks for coming in, girls.
Thank you for inviting us.
Oh, great. No, it's happy to catch up with you again, Lily. It's been a little while.
Yeah.
Good to have your sister Maeve in the studio as well.
Thank you.
And so Lily and Maeve are playing sisters in The Sound of Music, some of the Von Trapp family sisters. And Lily, I'll start with you. What sister are you playing?
I am playing Louisa, and I believe she is the third oldest child.
And Louisa, she's the bit of a tomboy one, isn't she?
Yeah, she's sort of mischievous and, like, she acts a lot like a tomboy, yeah.
Yes, and I think in the movie that she says that she can climb up the drain pipe with a jar full of spiders.
Yeah.
And what made you want to get involved in the Aubrey Wodonga Theatre Company and this musical in particular there, Lily?
Well, I have done one other show with Bite Size Productions, which was Frozen Junior, and I was in the ensemble for that. That was last year actually, so I only just started getting into theatre last year, but I saw a poster of the auditions for The Sound of Music, and I've seen the movie like a lot of times, so I thought it was going to be like a really like close family sort of, and I just wanted to be a part of that, and I knew it was going to be a good experience because I have wanted to get into more theatre since I did the Bite Size production. So, yeah, and I was right. It is a very close family. Yeah.
Oh, as long as you're enjoying it. Yeah, and how do you find your other brothers and sisters in the crew?
Yeah, I got along with them really well. Like, we've become, like, really good friends and we have really good humour and talks together.
Yeah, that's nice. And the other cast as well, like your mum.
Yeah.
Yes, and your dad on set. Yeah, how do you get along with those ones too?
Well, they're sort of like adults that we don't really know, and we haven't really, like, we didn't know them before this production.
Sure.
So, like, at the start we were sort of iffy about it, but then we got to know them more.
Yeah, now you're probably just one big happy family.
Yeah.
Like the Von Trapps. Yeah, oh, it's a great experience. And Maeve, what sister are you playing?
I'm playing Marta, and she's the second youngest, and she's a bit shy.
Is she? Yeah, lovely. And what song do you like the best in The Sound of Music?
My favourite song is probably My Favourite Things because it's super fun and we get to play around and be a good, happy family.
Yeah, and I was only thinking about that song as I was driving over here and thinking, I suppose today they might have different things as favourite things rather than, you know, Whiskers on Kittens and polished copper kettles. Might be, yeah, Taylor Swift and online gaming.
Yeah.
But, yeah, no, it's a great song and catchy. And look, everybody knows The Sound of Music. And I really didn't realise that it's been around for so long. It's always been a part of my life and I've seen it a million times.
Yeah.
And we all know the songs. And it must be great to be in a production where it's so well known. And everybody can sing along and they know it, so they want to come and enjoy it again.
Definitely.
Yeah. It may be a little bit of pressure too because it is so well known and, everyone sort of has a different expectation of it. But, yeah, it's great to have sort of young, fresh people doing it and putting, you know, a bit of their own ideas in. Can I ask, is the storyline pretty true to what we see on the movie or is it going to be a little bit different?
There's some parts that are different and some parts that are, like, nearly the exact same.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I guess, like, every show you see is sort of modified to be on stage, but there are, like, different songs. There's songs that aren't in the movie that you will see at the show.
Oh, that's interesting.
I was surprised when I heard that too. Mm. And the dialogue's different, and we've got a revolving stage, so it like moves, the stage moves.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
That's really good for the audience to be able to see everything right in front of them.
And a live orchestra, which we're very excited for.
Wow. Yeah. And where is the orchestra from?
The orchestra is from Aubrey City Band Club.
Yep.
And we actually had our first orchestra rehearsal last weekend on Saturday, and it was super fun.
Oh, that would be. Oh, yeah, having live music with it would just be amazing. And in an auditorium, you know, I'm sure the sounds would be soaring up to the ceiling. Yeah, that's really interesting. I didn't know that The Sound of Music actually started as a Broadway musical from Rodgers and Hammerstein, who you know, huge names in the music industry, and won many awards at that time, and then went on to the movie. And the movie is nearly 60 years old now. Yeah. Oh, I can't believe it. As I say, I've grown up. Many people have grown up watching it and listening to Julie Andrews and that beautiful voice that she has. Yeah, I think my favourite song would be The Lonely Goat Herd.
Oh, that's really fun.
That's the same as that is my favourite song from it as well.
Yeah, and so we do have a little bit of music, and the girls are very kindly wanting to sing for us today on air. So we're going to just try and get a bit of music happening. And your voice is all ready, girls? I'm sorry, we put you on the spot.
I think so.
And I know that you're rushing off for more rehearsals as well. And so we're going to try this and see if we can get the music playing. And we'll get you to sing.
A needle pulling thread, a note to follow so. Jam and bread, tea with jam, jam and bread.
A, B, C, Do, Re, Mi. Do, Re, Mi, Fa, Sol, La, tea with jam and bread. Fa, La, 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 tea with jam and bread. With jam and bread, with jam and bread.
Oh, very well done. So you were singing your parts there in harmony.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Beautiful. Is there any songs that you sing? I don't think there is for you girls, your characters. You don't sing any songs on your own, do you?
Well, sometimes we have, like, solos.
Yeah, we don't sing any songs by ourselves, but, like, we have different parts to ourselves that we sing by ourselves.
Oh, and look, I must admit that it's a pretty big commitment to get into one of these big theatre productions. How often are you rehearsing for them now?
Well, we rehearse 3 times a week, and we do a lot of practice at home.
So basically we practice Tuesdays from 6 to 8.30, Thursdays from 6 to 8.30, and Sundays from 11 to 5.
No, it's 11 to 3.
Well, it's starting from 11 to 5 from now on.
Yes, I suppose you're getting closer to the time of the production. Yeah. And I'll just let our listeners know that The Sound of Music will be playing at the Aubrey Entertainment Centre on Friday the 10th of May and Saturday the 11th of May, Thursday the 16th, Friday the 17th and Saturday the 18th of May. So you do have time to get tickets for it. And please have a look on the website for the Albury Wodonga Theatre Company. Just Google The Sound of Music in Albury, and I'm sure that you'll get the details there to get some tickets. And yeah, and just enjoy this wonderful performance by local performers, including our own two local girls, Lily and Maeve, here. And enjoy a great sing-along. I'm sure most of the audience will be singing with you for some of these songs as well. So you have watched the movie yourself?
We've watched it quite a few times. I watched it the first time when I was about five, so I've sort of grown up with it as well.
Yes, everybody has grown up with it as well, yes. With the actual story itself, which is actually based on like the memoirs of Maria von Trapp, who was a real lady, and she released that in 1949, so a really long time ago, and based on events that happened to her and her family, including being a governess of seven children and marrying the father, and their escape from Austria in 1938, so it was quite a while ago. But yes, they were a beautiful singing family, and apparently she wrote the book, her memoirs, The Story of the Trapp Family Singers, to promote the singing group after Captain von Trapp passed away in 1949. So yes, it's been a wonderful legacy for the, you know, marvellous group of singers, which is still going on today and still enjoyed and still very relevant too. I was thinking about that the other day. There are still people, you know, fleeing from, you know, persecution and occupation, and I don't know whether they're dancing and singing as much as the von Trapps did, but yes, it's still a relevant situation today, which is a sad thing. As I say, it's just something that we've all enjoyed. I'm going to put a little bit more music on now, and so the girls can warm up their vocal cords, because I know that you're heading straight off for a rehearsal after this. Generally. And I know that we might have a bit of a long intro for this, so we can just keep talking while that's playing. And just let me know, what's your favourite parts of the movie or the show?
Well, my favourite part is doing the dancing in A Lonely Goat Herd.
Yes. Do they use puppets in that as well?
No.
Oh, okay.
It's like, so Uncle Max, we're like playing around. We're doing a game of blind man's... So basically he's blind and the two...
Blind man's bluff.
Blind man's bluff. And he's blind and, like, well, he's got, like, a blindfold, and we, like, spin him around, and then he tries to tag us, and we're singing the song while that is happening.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, my favourite part of the show would probably be when... Because I'm a dancer, so I love dancing. So during Do Re Mi, we have a very hard... Well, it's not really hard, Corey. It's just, like, really hard to do when we're singing the song at the same time. So yeah, that's my favorite part.
Yeah it's as I said, there's just so many good parts of it, and I always liked I like the Baroness myself. I always thought she was a little snappy dresser, but yeah, look, it's great. The last time we were speaking, Lily, I know that you were getting right into your dancing last year, and it sounds like it's just sort of led on to other things as well. And Maeve, have you been doing some dancing as well?
I haven't been doing dancing, but I love doing netball and art, and find it very creative doing art, and I love it. Yeah, and I also do circus as well.
Oh, wow. Well, that's really good acrobatics as well. You let me know when you want to start singing and I'll stop talking.
With the sound of music, with songs they have sung for a thousand years, the hills fill my heart with the sound of music. It hears
every song it hears.
Oh, beautiful. That will really sound lovely when you have a full orchestra behind you as well.
Yeah.
Yeah. I know it's hard to sing harmonies when you're part of a group of seven and there's just the two of you. But it's so good to see you both and really good to know just how far you're coming along with your art and your dancing and your acting. It's really amazing to have such wonderful talent in our town and especially for young people as well. And I really do hope to see more of you over the years and catch up with what else you're up to and what other performances you're into. Is this something that you look at doing a little bit further?
I think I'm going to definitely keep on doing it because I just wanted to try out this time because it was my first ever show and I got in and I really want to do some more.
I think I'll keep doing it too, but, like, I want to, like, the shows are amazing and I'll do it for as long as I can, but I also want to, like, achieve, like, other stuff with, like, dance, singing and acting as well.
There's just so many avenues you can take in this area, but it's great that you've jumped in and joined in with, you know, the whole sort of world of musical theatre. There's just so much wonderful stuff out there, and anything can be made into a musical these days, but it's good that you've sort of got a great musical to start with and one that's just so well known and loved as well. So thank you so much for coming in. I'm going to just sort of finish us off with a song which we all quite like. And thanks again for coming in. Break a leg for your performances.
Thank you.
Not literally, but you know what I mean. And I'm sure that'll be the start of many performances and a great career for you both.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for inviting us.
Oh, bye. No, thanks so much. Thank you.
Was a lonely goat herd lay, or lay, or lay, ooh, ooh. Loud was the voice of the lonely goat herd lay, or lay, or low. Folks in a town that was quite remote herd lay, or lay, or lay, ooh, ooh. Lusty and clear from the goat herd's throat herd lay, or lay, or low. Of a castle moat herd lay, or lay, or lay,
ooh. Men on a road with a load to tote herd lay, or lay, or ooh.
Men in the midst of a toppled goat herd lay, or lay, or lay, ooh.
Men drinking beer with a foam afloat herd lay, or lay, or ooh. A pale pink coat herd lay, or lay, or lay, ooh.
She yodeled back to the lonely goat herd lay, or lay, or ooh.
Soon her mama with a gleaming goat herd lay, or lay, or lay, ooh. What a duet for a girl and goat herd lay, or lay, or ooh.
The gleaming gloat herd, lady or lady or lay, mm-hmm. What a duet for a girl and goat herd, lay or lay or lo.
Happy are they, lady or lady leo, or lady or lady lady ho. Soon the duet will become a trio,
lady or lady or lo, or lay.